Ed?
I have two things. One is that I'm glad a full lymph node dissection was done because I think we can understage patients and then not treat them that way. I have a case that just occurred, and this is going to lead into my second question for the group, that they contacted me looking for, it's a pathologist actually in Colorado whose sister lives in Florida, and they called me and they saw one of the trials that I was running, and they were looking for stage one trials because it was a 1.5 centimeter tumor. And the first thing I said was, make sure there's a lymph node dissection. They hadn't done anything yet. And the surgeon wasn't going to do any lymph nodes, or was one. You know, PET was negative, of course. And of course, an N2 microscopic disease came out. So now we're 3A. So it's not even a question of chemo anymore. And it's not a question of the radiation question. But so the local oncologist wanted to do cis-pemetrexed. And I just wanted the group's opinion. I see I get everyone's expert opinion on this, what they would do. I have been along the same camp as Tom. I will tell people that cisvinorelbine has been the most studied, that it's probably the default standard. However, I do use a lot of cis docetaxel. It's my number one choice as far as in the adjuvant setting. And it is not in the intergroup study, in the adjuvant study. Cis-pemetrexed isn't. And so I was wondering people's thoughts.
Is it squamous cancer or an adeno?
Adeno.
Mark?
You know, I think outside of a clinical trial, we're getting back to the question about there's no issues of safety, I don't think, with cis-pemetrexed. There's this rationale that perhaps it is optimized chemotherapy for this histology. I don't think it's a wrong choice. We have no evidence, but in this setting, in a patient like this, I think it's perfectly reasonable to do that.